What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another installment of Crime and Wine. How are you today, girl?
I'm all right. Long day of work. I had a 4-hour Zoom meeting followed by another hour Zoom meeting with a different group of people. So, yeah. Like, this meeting was so long that I told Leigh, I said, okay, I'll be back. I had to go get coffee. And I like left and I came back and she was still there. Like it was a very long meeting.
Nah, it bees that way sometimes. It bees that way sometimes, girl. Time, I ain't got it. I ain't got no time.
Yeah, it was a very, very long, long meeting. I gotta go back to the office tomorrow, which
Anytime I hear somebody say they got to go to the office, I'm like, oh, fancy. Just to say the office.
I like the working in my home office vibe, but I got to go to the office tomorrow. So
just to say it, I'm going to start getting out because, you know, I work from home too. So I'm going to start just randomly take my laptop in the park or something and just work.
Yeah. There. Go find a workspace.
Not even necessarily find a workspace, just kind of
I can't work outdoors because so much of my work is on video calls, and it's like, it's, I live in New York and it's loud.
Understood.
Like a lot of the Italian team works outside, but Italy is nearly as loud as New York is. So
right, well, I live in a stupid old suburb of Cincinnati, so
I mean,
shit ain't loud here.
The weekend before my birthday I'll be working in the mountains, so
oh, excuse me, fancy working in the mountains.
In the Catskills, so I'll be working in the mountains.
You going to be up in the Rockies?
In the Catskills.
In the Appalachian.
Anyway.
Cut me off, if ever.
Anyway.
You said, what am I drinking?
Oh, I'm sorry. How are you? I didn't
know. No, that don't matter because ain't nothing happening. MF is tired and I'm putting on. That's how I am.
It'd be like that.
I'm actually tired as shit, but you know, it is what it is. And I can't wait to pop that melatonin a little bit later so I can be sleep. Finally. And I don't think nothing come on today for me to watch because, you know, because that'd be messing me up. It's almost like I'm behaving as if it's back in the 90s where
you can't just watch it the next day.
You know what happens sometimes? It's frustrating the hell out of me. Sometimes my Sling doesn't record when it's supposed to. Like it doesn't record the right thing. Like let's say, because you know a lot of shows they would do like what came on last week. Let's say the new one come on at 9. This show what came on last week at 8. Right. And they keep recording the shit that come on at 8. And I'm like, that's not what you're supposed to be recording. So then I'd be lost. Don't know what the hell is going on. And then that episode don't want to come back on until 6 days later. I'm like, I'm getting frustrated. Now I can't look at social media and shit because people gonna tell me what happened. Like
this is such a first world problem.
No, it straight up is. You are 1000% correct. It is, but I don't think I got anything to watch. Oh, sisters, that come on tonight.
Anyway,
why you say that?
Because I don't care about your TV guide.
You better watch it too, because I don't like it.
What are you?
Well,
drinking?
Anyway, what I'm sipping on is actually a Kirkland Chardonnay.
A Kirkland?
Kirkland. I mean, you know, I went to Costco. I was like, I just tried different Chardonnays, so I saw it, and so I grabbed it.
All right, girl.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
Kirkland, I didn't say it was. You know, I like some Kirkland pizzas.
Yeah, Sonoma County is what it is. It's not atrocious. It gets the job done.
I mean, I'm about to say, it don't sound like it's good either, though.
Well, this is the thing. You know, because as you all know, Chardonnay is my favorite. So I've tasted a lot of Chardonnay. I've had way worse. It's more along the lower middle.
Okay.
Chardonnay that I
think. So it's a passable, affordable.
100%.
It's one that's good. have with like a regular dinner. You might not necessarily serve it to like fancy guests, but you and your homies could sit and watch TV and
Correct. Okay, yes,
I get it.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, it's not like the one that I cook with to make risotto. It's not that.
Yeah, no, completely understand.
Yeah. What are you drinking? What you sipping on?
Whiskey.
With a splash of?
Oh, it's just whiskey and ginger ale. It's not a, there's no splashes this week.
Ain't y'all tired of her yelling, I mean, lying about these splashes?
No.
She knows she has a splash.
I also decided we need to name our listeners. What we gonna call them? We gotta think about that. We gotta think about that and come back. We gotta give them a name.
I don't know. The winos.
Oh, that's fun. But that might be a sign they be drinking too much. And maybe we all do, I don't know.
If they drink with us, then they drink too much.
Possibility. That's fun. We'll take both.
The winos.
We'll come up with a couple names and put a poll up. This takes
Or money. They can come up with names. Just be like, this. Oh, I like this, you know.
Yeah. Send us names, y'all. See what
Send we us names. Call y'all
something so y'all can be a part of the show. Because I be reposting every time somebody posted they listening to us, but I don't know what to call y'all. So
I kind of like it. We'll see. Yeah,
figure it out. All right.
Well, what's the story today?
So, as this is the last episode of season 4,
oh, don't do that.
I figure we go back to where it started.
Last episode of season 4.
Yeah.
Season 4 of what?
Of this show.
Girl, we are not in no damn season 4.
You a lie? We definitely are.
You just chopped some shit up and decided this was season 4?
No, because every 15 episodes is a season.
Is that what we determined?
Yeah, that's what I determined because I post this shit, so yes.
Oh, okay, well, I guess she told me, y'all, it's the end of season 4. Brah, 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 brah. That's what she did.
Oh, my bad, season 3, though.
You talking shit. You don't even know. You're just talking shit.
It's season 3. It's the last episode of season 3.
End of season something.
Brah, 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 brah. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Shut up. It's been a long day.
It's a judgment, not me.
Anyway.
Call me Planet Fitness.
I hate you.
Oh, sorry. You ain't like that.
We're going back to where we started. We're going back to Australia.
Back to Australia?
Back to the outback.
Steakhouse? I don't eat steak anymore. Oh, sorry again. I apologize.
Yes, thank you. We are going to talk about one, Miss Lindy Chamberlain Creighton. Creighton? Lindy Chamberlain.
She related to Will.
Oh, what? No.
What? Think about not it.
Not quick on my feet today. Her new husband ain't got nothing to do with this, so we just gonna say Chamberlain because her new husband wasn't involved. All right. So when we get to the key component of this story, I expect a reaction because I know I'm going to get one. So, Lindy Chamberlain was born actually in New Zealand.
Okay.
Her and her family moved to Australia in 1969. Her name is Alicia, or it's Alicia. Her name is Alice.
In Wonderland?
Fuck you, Chanel. Shut up.
Okay.
Her name is Alice. But she started going by Lindy early.
Mm-hmm.
Her and her family were Seventh-day Adventists. She actually married an Adventist pastor who was also from New Zealand, named Michael Chamberlain, November of 1969.
Oh, this ain't old.
Huh?
I said, this not that old.
It's not. That's why I said when I get to the key point of the story, you're going to know and you're going to react to it. Because the first time
I read, so I know what this is?
You don't. See, that's the thing. You don't know the story, but you know a very key component of it. Because the first time I read this story, I was like, oh, shit, that's real? Like,
oh, shit, that's real.
We'll get there.
A dingo ate somebody's baby?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
So for the first 5 years of their marriage, they lived in Tasmania. And then they moved to Mount Isa in northern Queensland. So actually in the same area as Catherine Knight. Look at that. It all comes together. In the 70s, they had two sons, Aiden, who was born in 73, and Reagan, who was born in 76. But she wanted a girl real bad. Mm-hmm. So in 1980, she had a daughter named Azaria. Mm-hmm. She also had another daughter named Kalia, who was born in 82. So her, but before the later daughter was born, her and her family, they went camping. And, you know, they're out and they're camping. And because Azaria was 2 months old, mm-hmm. they went on a family camping trip to Uluru. They got there August 16th of 1980. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. On the night of August 17th, they put the kids to bed. Baby Azaria was in the tent, just like the other kids. They were all sleeping. They were sitting, her and her husband sitting, you know, talking, having, you know, hanging out with another couple that was at the campsite. Mm-hmm. So as they're sitting and they're kind of hanging out, the lady of the other couple says, "Do y'all hear a baby crying?" So she gets up to go check on Azaria. So she goes into the tent and then she starts to scream. So they all run over and figure out what's going on. And she says, "A dingo took my baby." She said it.
I should not laugh at that. I just immediately think of Rugrats.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you hear it, you automatically you think of like
Dingo Seinfeld your or baby.
Rugrats or like some joke, because it became such a like popular joke through like American
1,000% culture. 1,000% was
that I literally joke. Never knew this was real.
Not at all.
But she's screaming a dingo to the baby. Now they had went out for a hike earlier and they mm-hmm. saw dingoes out there.
The hell is a dingo?
It's a wild dog.
Whoa. Okay.
But
I'm looking at a picture of one. God dog it, that shit looks scary as hell.
Yes. They do.
It looks fake. This looked like someone made this shit up with CGI. This animal is scary than a motherfucker.
I'm gonna post a picture of a dingo.
Oh my gosh.
I know what they look like.
Oh Lord. It looks, I swear y'all, it looks fake. Why the hell is its mouth open like this?
I'm gonna post a picture of a dingo when I post about this, when I post the episode, so y'all will see it on the Instagram. Y'all will see a picture of a dingo if y'all don't know what they look like. So
what the hell?
So
I'm but sorry, that looks scary as shit.
They're
sorry,
wild dogs, but dingoes are small. They're not very large, and they tend not to bother people, right? So when mm-hmm. they saw the dingo earlier that day, and now it's Australia, and the animals in Australia are wild, because they also got them giant-ass spiders, and they, you know.
Damn, them bitches something new.
So Australian people are used to seeing dingoes, right? And a lot mm-hmm. of times, they just kind of back away and go about their day, because the dingoes usually don't bother anybody. Mm-hmm. So she's screaming about the dingo took the baby. And at first, people believe. So a massive search was organized.
Looking for the dingo? Like, who are you? What you looking for?
The baby, girl. They don't give a fuck about the dingo.
I'm like, what you think the dingo just holding them? Like, here's your baby.
Well, they just, all she said was the dingo took the baby. Because it wasn't long between the time when she put the baby down and the dingo snatched.
What did they think? Okay. I don't give a damn how long it's been. What do you think an animal is going to do if it has a small animal in its mouth? I mean, know you didn't think that they like swaddled the baby and walked away calmly with it in its paws. No one's going to take care of you. You're going to be the new Tarzan. Like, what the hell would you think happened?
she was holding out hope that her baby was still alive. Even
if an animal took your baby, it's gone. If an animal took your child, it's gone. Sorry to sound so harsh. When
the police arrived, they did see what looked like teeth marks in the baby's blanket and, you know, stuff like that. Because the tent wasn't, like, closed up because, you know, they wanted to be able to hear the baby. So the dingo went into the... And it's, they're so small, it's a good chance you wouldn't necessarily hear the dingo in the tent because you're in the woods. It's all kinds of sounds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's something you would necessarily hear. So they did see like teeth marks in the baby's blanket, and she kept talking about this cardigan the baby was wearing they couldn't find. They did
little find, baby cardigan.
Yeah, a little baby cardigan.
Baby cardigans are so cute. Go ahead.
It was after the search, they didn't find the baby clearly, but they did find the jumpsuit that she was wearing. Although they didn't find the cardigan.
What?
A week later, they found the jumpsuit that the baby had on. It had blood stains around the neck. It was all torn up. But they didn't find the cardigan. They just found the jumpsuit.
Okay.
They said that was an indication that the baby was probably dead, but you know.
Probably, yeah. If you're going to go with a dingo taking it, it's gone. I'm sorry.
So, they kept, you know, they told everybody that, you know, the dingo took the baby. There was a ranger chief for that area who had wrote to the government urging that they come and do a dingo call. So they come and kind of corral the dingoes because it was only a matter of time that there was some type of human tragedy, right? But as the more she told the story, the more the public said she was lying because they kept saying she was too calm, right? They kept saying she's too calm. And then they were saying like, then they start making up shit, right?
Who, the couple?
No, the public and the police. Because then they said that the baby's name, Azaria, it means sacrifice in the woods. It don't. But they were saying that, and they put it in the police report.
People love to lie.
They were saying that these people was like some type of weird, like devil worshipers, and the baby was their like human sacrifice. And so it was like, the public just said, like, they was like, because ain't no dingo gonna eat no baby. And then they put her up they charged her with murder. They said she killed the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And when she was going to court, it's people outside with signs saying the dingo was innocent.
Oh, no. Come on now. People are assholes.
They did an interview with her, in which this interview took 7 takes, right?
Why is there takes of an interview?
Because every time that she started talking about what she found in the tent, she would break down and couldn't talk about it.
Oh, okay. So, that's understandable.
Yeah, so by the time they got to the end of the 6th take, the interviewer grabbed her and said, get it together.
What do you mean, get it together?
Exactly. So they went to the 7th take. She composed herself the best she could, so she held it together without breaking down and got through it. That's the take they use, obviously. So the public was like, nope, this bitch too calm. She ain't grieving right. This bitch killed her baby. Now, they don't know it was 6 other takes that they couldn't use.
You know what? Even if, you know, even if they knew that there were 6 takes, or if it legitimately only took 1 take, you cannot tell somebody how to grieve. I wish people stopped that shit. You cannot tell me how to grieve.
Right. Because some people are calm when they're grieving.
Some people are calm.
Some people, and then there's people like me where it's like I'm really calm at points and then I mess at other points. Like it's just how it goes. But the police also completely ignored this ranger's report from 2 years earlier saying that these dingoes were becoming increasingly aggressive, and even reports of them, the dingoes biting people. None of that meant nothing. So they had the initial inquiry in Alice Springs, Northern Territory in Australia by the Alice Springs magistrate, and coroner, who was one and the same. Which I feel like you kind of can't be both, but you know, I don't live in Australia, so somebody who do can tell me how you can hold both jobs. I just feel like that, like it's too much work. I don't know how you would do both jobs, but you know, I don't know, whatever. Not even a conflict of interest, just like, how do you do both jobs effectively? But you know, what if? It started in December of 1980 and carried over into 1981. His inquiry actually supported the Chamberlain's account of Azaria's disappearance. Because they said, yeah, a dingo took this child. All evidence points to the fact that a dingo did this. The Supreme Court said, fuck that. And ordered a second inquest in December of 1981. And the taking of the evidence concluded in February of 1982. They used the evidence taken from the second inquest to present an indictment to the Supreme Court in September of 1982, where they charged her with his murder, with the baby's murder. Mm-hmm. Her husband was charged with being an accessory after the fact in October 1982, and both of them were found guilty. Mm-mm. Now, this second inquest is where it gets wild.
Okay.
And I'm going to read this directly as it says, because it is insane. In committing the Chamberlains for trial, the coroner who performed the second inquest and recorded findings as to the cause and manner of Azaria's death stated that although the evidence was to a large degree circumstantial, a jury could arrive at a verdict with regard to the clothing evidence. He surmised that the Chamberlain's new dingoes were in the area and attempted to simulate a dingo attack. Recovered Azaria's buried body, removed her clothing, damaged it by cutting it, rubbing it in vegetation, and deposited the clothing for later recovery. On this basis, and that of blood evidence of unknown origin found in the Chamberlain's car, the Chamberlains were persecuted and convicted for the murder of their 2-month-old baby, with Lindy being sentenced to life imprisonment without parole, and Michael suspended for 3 years as an accessory to murder. The blood stain, y'all can't see my air quotes, that was found in the car was later determined to most likely be a chemical compound that's used to cancel out sound from the manufacturer of the car. It's just an overspray and it got into the car.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So this is the prosecution's case. Because this shit is wild. It's like, how the fuck? Like, did we get here? Y'all are wilding. So the prosecution's theory was that in a 5 to 10 minute time span that Lindy wasn't at the campfire, she went to her tent, did whatever was necessary to stop Aiden from following her, because he was also in the tent and not asleep completely, kind of asleep, not completely asleep. You know how little kids are.
Right.
She changed into track pants, took Azaria to the car, somehow found and used a pair of scissors to cut Azaria's throat, waited for her to die. So it was either she cut her carotid arteries or her jugular, because the expert said there was an absence of evidence of arterial bleeding on the jumpsuit. And it would take up to 20 minutes if this baby was dying from her jugular being cut. It's not going to happen in a 5 to 10 minute period. And this lady already had to go to the tent, put the older kid to bed, get the baby and change clothes, and then get to the car without none of these people seeing her. She only had at max 10 minutes if she wasn't at the campfire. It takes 20 minutes to bleed out from a jugular cut. But you know, facts don't matter.
Of course not. Why would that make sense?
Hold on, because we're not done with what she did in these 10 minutes. She then hid the body in a camera case in the car, cleaned the blood up on everything, including the outside of the camera case, took off the track pants, got baked beans for her son from the car, went back to the tent, went back to the tent, somehow left blood splashes there, then brought her son back to the campfire without ever attracting any attention. So she didn't kill the baby, cleaned up a crime scene, made baked beans, put the baby back, faked another crime scene, changed clothes twice, and took her baby.
What these track pants got to do with anything?
Because that's supposedly what she was wearing. I don't know.
Did they find bloody ass track pants? Like, why they choose that?
I don't know. I don't know why
they're trying. People just talking shit now. See, dumb shit like that is why I couldn't be a lawyer. I'm like, nigga, I know you ain't believe that.
All that in 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes to even make baked beans.
It takes 10 minutes to get to a car from the campsite and back. It takes more than 10 minutes to attempt to put a child down to go to bed.
She done changed clothes twice, fed one kid, killed
it takes 10 minutes
while cleaning up another one in 10 minutes or less. This bitch
it
is
takes
dominoes.
10 minutes to do each of these things. Like, what are y'all talking about?
She is the dominoes of murder. This is what
she like hammy from over the head. She drank a Red Bull that was moving too fast and everybody else froze. Like, what the hell?
This motherfucker Speedy Gonzalez when it comes to murder, because I don't even understand how every one of these tasks take at minimum 10 minutes. And then how you speed up this baby's blood, because it take 20 minutes to bleed out from a jugular.
How long does it take to bleed out from a carotid artery?
I think it's either 10 or 15 minutes.
I know that there's
because if it's not arterial, it won't be instant bleed out. Like, it's
let me see. Go ahead, you keep going. I looked this up.
I know it's just wild that it's you know. So Greg Lowe, who was the husband from the other couple that was sitting there with them. Mm-hmm. He gave evidence that he observed her go to the tent with Azaria and Aiden, then walk to the car with her left arm around Aiden and her right arm unimpeded, which means she went and put the baby down and then took the other one to the car to get baked beans. I don't know why baked beans, but this is what he wanted. Shit.
I mean, they also outside. What the hell else they gonna have?
She also, in all this, counted on the fact that her son wouldn't notice that she had taken Azaria and returned without her and not asking her, where's Azaria? Because it's the 80s. Ain't like they had handheld games. These kids would have noticed that she ain't had that she took the baby and came back without the baby. Like, oh
God. Hold on. Just the funny thing is, to put this on top of everything, it takes about 10 minutes to die from a cut to your carotid artery.
Yeah.
So basically, legitimately, all this shit takes 10 minutes.
None of this shit could have happened in 10 minutes.
By itself, it takes 10 minutes.
Every single one of these acts take at least 10 minutes by themselves.
Gosh.
She then later returned to the tent and immediately claimed that she saw a dingo take her baby, with evidence implicating the dingo being purely coincidental. Now, she didn't say she saw the dingo. She just said the dingo took the baby. Because I'm sure she saw the dingo, if she actually saw the dingo with her baby, she would that like mother instinct would have kicked in and she would have fought the damn dingo. Like, we've seen mothers fight bears for their kids, lift trucks up.
Yeah.
This shit happens. Like, it would have kicked in and she would have fought that fucking dingo. Because all sense of safety go out the window when your kids get involved.
Right.
Oh, God. It's this whole story.
No, I should have known it came from something legit. Everything in pop culture comes from something legit.
Yeah. So nobody noticed any blood on Chamberlain's clothes in the hours after the disappearance, but the prosecution said that's just happenstance. They just weren't paying attention.
Oh my gosh.
So they also said that she then opened the car where the body was hidden to give a dog the scent of Azaria from the clothes in the car. She also somehow did all this without her husband's knowledge. Or her husband knew and he was very daring because he left his children in her care afterward and told the police that he had given them the wrong camera case. And then he turned around and gave them the one that allegedly the body was in. Yeah.
This whole story sounds like a bunch of BS.
So in the second inquest, this is what they said. This is what they supposedly found.
Mm-hmm.
The clothing of the deceased child had been buried prior to its finding and probably contained the body of the child when buried. Mind you, they found this jumpsuit not far from a dingo den. Therefore, probably got dirty. Just saying. The soil type was of a pH. The soil type on the clothes had a consistent pH with the soil at the camp. But also, okay, the dingo den ain't that far, so I feel like the soil would all have the same pH.
But yeah. But forget all that. I mean, if we're outside at a campsite, go figure, dirt got on somebody's clothes.
It's a 2-month-old.
The nerve.
Campsite and
the nerve of dirt getting on someone when we're outside.
Also, the consistency of the soil in the clothing and at the site was inconsistent with the type of soil and the pH in the area where the clothing was found, because the dingo dragged the damn baby. So duh, dirt from the campsite got on it, you fucking morons.
Or even if the dingo didn't drag the baby, if the dingo walked over there, that soil is on the dingo's paws, right? Which means when it goes in there and does shit that animals do with their paws, I'm sure they touch the damn baby. What, you know what? You know what? Just, oh my gosh, just stupid.
There's no evidence of the clothing, on the clothing, of dragging or catching, nor the presence of saliva. Probably because the dingo bit the baby's neck, which is why there was blood around the neck of the jumpsuit. But you know.
I mean, a lot of animals that hunt, they go for the neck.
Right, but you
that's
know,
what they
facts
do.
Don't matter. It was argued that the absence of saliva wasn't remarkable because there was heavy rain in the area again. Although they said the clothing was not subjected to heavy rain, as there is evidence that such heavy rain would have adversely affected the blood staining on the clothing, and this was not the case. Not necessarily.
But I would say not necessarily.
Because depending on when it started to rain, the blood was dry. Rain ain't gonna make it run off.
Rain ain't gonna make it run off.
Like, is it acid rain? The fuck? Like, it's not gonna do nothing to that.
You can ask damn near any woman about that.
Right.
water ain't just gonna randomly make it go away. It's already been.
I'm sure quite a few people would have thrown out some jeans thinking like, damn, if I'd have ran some water on these hoes, it would have came.
Jeans, some underwear.
This lack of presence of saliva and dragon is inconsistent with a dingo carrying the body a distance of 4 kilometers. Ooh, God.
Y'all know what she tried to say. Kilometers?
Shut up.
It's okay. Judgment, not me.
But you know, we don't do metrics around this bitch, so.
We should with our
We should, because everybody else does. But
we one of like what, 3 or 4 countries or something? Like, yeah. Like all three.
But I also do know a we shouldn't do it because I can't say the goddamn word. A kilometer isn't that long anyway. So, but it makes sense because they said they just saw the damn dingoes earlier.
A kilometer is a decent amount. It's a decent distance. It's longer than a mile.
But it's not. It's not outside of the span of where they were walking, because they did see the dingoes and the dingo dens earlier. So so it's not outside of the realm possibility that dingo could have dragged the baby there.
I mean, yes, absolutely.
So they also said the jumpsuit was closed by those little snaps.
Yeah.
And they were still closed while the child was bleeding, but I don't know blood to knock snaps loose. This whole inquest don't make no goddamn sense. After the blood had dried, they said she then undid the top two buttons prior to the clothing being buried, but the kid's body was still in it, which also don't make no sense.
Wait, so she took
she left the button while she cut the baby's throat with them scissors.
She
left them button, cut the baby's throat with the scissors, let her bleed out, then undid the two buttons and then buried the baby in the damn jumpsuit at the campsite, and nobody saw it.
They're making shit up.
So none of this shit makes sense. There's a lot more stuff. Y'all can find it. It's just so much. It doesn't make any sense. So James Cameron, who's a forensic scientist, he said that with regard to the timing of the baby's cries and Chamberlain's whereabouts, that she had convinced fellow camper and witness Sally Lowe to say that she heard Azaria cry after she came back to the campground.
Oh my gosh.
If you want anything about this man, he also gave crucial evidence in the case in England, but it was later overturned when his expert evidence was proven to be wrong.
His expert evidence?
Yeah. So there was, but you know, this case was wild. It was all these people, like other people claiming that they heard the dingo, you know, they heard the dingo howling, they, you know, all this stuff. Like it was some people saying that they heard this shit and they just said, fuck what y'all talking about. You going to jail. So shortly after her conviction, she was escorted to prison under guard, and she also gave birth to her 4th child in a hospital and then got sent back to prison. And they promptly took her baby from her.
Oh my gosh.
She appealed to a federal court and it was dismissed. Another appeal of her conviction was rejected by the high court in 1984. So then, new evidence emerged in 1986 when the police found the baby's cardigan partially buried next to a dingo den. in an isolated area near Uluru, which is where Azaria disappeared from. 5 days later, on February 7th of 1986, you know, they took the missing cardigan that they swore never existed, took it to the court, and it supported their case that the dingo did take the baby and she was released from prison. Her life sentence was remitted by the Northern Territory government. In 1987, a royal commission began an investigation into the matter further.
Oh my gosh.
So they didn't need, she was out of jail, but this bitch was still convicted of killing this baby. Like, it was still on her record that she killed this baby, even though
right.
she was in jail. So 1988 is when they were finally acquitted. The Supreme Court then finally found that the alleged baby blood that was found in the car, which is what the prosecution built the whole case on, what could have been any substance, but most likely was the chemical compound from the manufacturer's overspray.
Right.
There was no blood in it. This finding underscored inconsistencies in the earlier blood testing, which, along with the later recovered jacket from the dingo lair, had given rise to the Royal Commission's doubts about the propriety of her conviction. The court also noted that as DNA testing was not as advanced in the early 1980s, the expert testimony given by the prosecution at trial and relied on by the jurors was reasonably evident, as reasonable evidence at the time, even though it was ultimately found to be faulty. So basically, their doctor is a damn lie.
Oh my gosh. This whole story is just like... Oh my good Lord, my Lord. It's just a bunch of BS.
Yes.
1,000%.
After both Chamberlains were acquitted, and because remember, he just had a 3-year suspended sentence. She was sentenced to right. life in prison.
Yes.
But they were both acquitted by the Supreme Court in September of 1988. Their convictions were overturned. A third inquest took place in 1995. The coroner's report stating that it was a paper inquest rather than a full inquest, since there was little new evidence and the second inquest was never fully completed. They just said, fuck it, we don't feel like doing this shit no more. With the second, we'll just convict the bitch. We don't care.
Basically.
The coroner considered the Royal Commission's report inquiring into the correctness of the convictions against the Chamberlains, along with submissions made on behalf of the Chamberlains, and returned an open verdict in Azaria's cause of death or insufficient evidence by the prosecution that failed to meet the required standard of proof for a conviction. He wrote, this is a quote, "After examining all the evidence, I am unable to be satisfied on the balance of probabilities that Azaria Chamberlain died at the hands of Alice Lynn Chamberlain. It automatically follows that I am also unable to be satisfied on the balance of probabilities that Michael Lee Chamberlain had any involvement of the death." He also wrote that because the evidence for the death by dingo hypothesis, why he had to say it like that?
Right.
was never developed, I am also unable to reasonably satisfied that Azaria Chamberlain died accidentally as a result of being taken by a dingo, because nobody ever investigated it.
So, why they? Oh gosh,
this is still going, girl.
I don't understand why they just thought I'd ignore that as the possibility.
Because they decided she wasn't grieving right, so this bitch had to be lying. That's why she wasn't grieving the way they thought she should, so she had to have been lying. Even though everybody, every time she started grieving, somebody was telling her, get it together. Oh, but because she wasn't grieving the way they thought she should, she had to have been lying. So the Chamberlains kept pushing for a resolution to the investigation into Azaria's death as being caught, because they was like, bitch, a dingo took this baby. And y'all gonna say that the dingo killed this damn baby. Y'all not about to leave this shit open. So they keep saying, I did this shit. It was like, y'all gonna say it was one or more dingoes and no humans interfered, bitch. We're not about to have people looking at me like I killed my goddamn baby when it was them damn dingoes. So in 2012, there was another inquest. Yes, this shit is
very dog it. 2012 is what, 30 years later?
Yeah.
What the hell?
32 years later, 2012, there was another inquest in February 2012, and new figures on dingo attacks on Fraser Island that had been, you know, collected by the Queensland Government Department of Environment and Resource Management. Mm-hmm. And they were provided as evidence in the Azaria Chamberlain inquest. So the coroner, Elizabeth Morris, you know, the new coroner, because clearly that other one ain't coroner no more.
Right.
She said that the new evidence in relation to dingo attacks on infants and young children had helped convince her to reopen the case. After 32 years of intense media interest and public, that's another word I can't say right now, being exercised by the public, you know, they said, fuck these Chamberlains, they killed their baby and blamed on the dingo. My tongue ain't exactly letting me say some of these $10 words. The Chamberlains was like, look, we still ain't satisfied with this bare acquittal and presumed innocence, and y'all gonna finally know this dingo killed our goddamn baby, bitch. They got divorced behind this and everything. Like, they was like, y'all done ruined our fucking lives. This, because they got divorced in 92. So they got divorced around all this. All it, like, they whole life fell apart behind this.
I bet.
So June of 2012, an Australian coroner made the final ruling that a dingo did indeed take Azaria from the campsite and caused her death. The original coroner ain't say shit, but the new coroner who said the dingo did do it apologized to the Chamberlain family and they issued an amended death certificate. So, after all this, they did settle in 1992, back when she was released and the charges was wiped, they did pay her $1.3 million in compensation. And she said, I don't want this shit. Y'all about to know I didn't kill my goddamn baby. She took the money, of course, but clearly that didn't mean shit to her because she wanted to let y'all know she didn't kill that damn baby. It was a dingo, and you bitches was going to say it was a dingo.
Because I keep saying if it was me, fuck the bullshit.
Right, like y'all not about to keep talking about I killed my baby, and y'all not about to keep insinuating that I did this shit too. But by the time they finally said the dingo did it, it had become like a worldwide joke. Like
I said, I think of Rugrats.
Yeah, you heard it in Seinfeld and Rugrats and Stand Up, and like it literally had become a joke to the point where like I literally did not know this was a real story.
I did not either.
Shit that people said to be funny because they just knew dingoes was in Australia and Americans are ignorant. I did not know that this was some real ass shit. Like
not at all. Not
and just imagine if you're the Chamberlains,
woo,
and your legitimate cry for help has now become an international punchline.
Right.
That's insanity.
I'd be pissed. I'd be doing the same thing she was doing. Like,
hell yeah, fuck that $1 million.
Y'all gonna understand that I didn't do this. So the thing that y'all laughing at legitimately happened.
Everybody's gonna know I didn't kill this baby. And honestly, if I was her, I'd have tried to get more because, bitch, all this shoddy ass investigation y'all fucking did because y'all decided based on whatever they said on the news and what people was yelling outside the courtroom that I was guilty and y'all done took away all these years of my life and made me have my baby in jail and took my other baby from me. Nah. Y'all would have had to come off more than $1 million. It ain't gonna get the time back. It ain't gonna get my baby back, but bitch, y'all gonna have to, it's gonna have to hurt. Y'all would have to come off more than that.
Girl. But no, I 1000% did not know this was a legitimate thing.
I didn't either. I thought not it was, I really thought it was just like one of those weird running jokes. I don't know why, because anything that, any of those weird, any of those things that kind of become like a staple punchline in pop culture almost always are real. Like, I didn't ever to realize Heidi Fleiss was a real person.
Yes, it took me a minute to realize, but I don't know if it was because I was just young when it happened.
Yeah, I was young.
And then as I got older, I just
knew. And as I got older, I realized, like, I was young, like, I was just too young to really know the story. Or to not to know the story, but to understand the story, if that makes sense.
I didn't even know it. The only time I heard Heidi Fleiss was on that episode of Fresh Prince.
I had heard it, but I didn't. I was too young to decipher whether this was like I was hearing like real news or like a setup for a Lifetime movie, if that makes sense. Because I never heard it on like a news station. Like, it was always on like, you know, like one of those cable TV stations that may show news here and there, but it wasn't on like a network news station.
Yeah, the only thing I heard it on
24-hour cable news cycle and all that shit. So
yeah, only thing I heard it on was Fresh Prince. That's all. I mean, like when I was younger,
yeah,
before I knew who the hell Heidi Fleiss was. Now, granted, I know I must have heard it like later when I became an adult, because I would have had no reason to look that up to figure out who she was.
Right, right.
But yeah. I didn't know the dingo eating the baby was legit.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Huh.
And it's like, now, I don't know, like when I first started reading this story, I made a point to find an Australian case, and this one came up, and as I first started reading it, I felt bad. Because I was like, damn, I don't make this joke. I don't know how many times. Like,
yeah.
I feel bad as fuck. Like, it's like, damn, this lady's real life baby. Then I was like, no, because there's all these grown people around me that was making this damn joke, which is where I got it from. Because I don't know no damn better. This shit happened before I was born.
Exactly. Girl.
It sucks. Lindy Chamberlain has since remarried. She is still currently married to her new husband. I am not sure what Michael Chamberlain's doing. I was not able to find any information on him. I don't think he's a pastor anymore, though. Because remember, he was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he's a pastor anymore, but I'm not 100% sure what he's doing now.
I'm sure he's not a pastor anymore.
Yeah.
They was like, nah, you killed your kid. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's like this really like it. That's the thing about people jumping to these kind of conclusions because somebody's not reacting the way you want them to. Like, yes. I don't think anybody really thought about how this legitimately like fucked their whole life up.
Right.
Even bigger than the going to prison is enough. But then when you think about everything else, like she lost her two sons. Her daughter was taken from her right after she was born. Right. Her marriage fell apart. You know, and even after she was exonerated, it's still, now she's a punchline.
Yep.
It's wild. Like, it's such a wild thing to even think about. Like, I don't even know because it's already bad enough that her baby was killed.
Exactly.
And then you throw all this other shit on top of it. And then when y'all was like, oops, my bad, here's $1 million. Like,
right. Like, that's just supposed to be, sorry. And then just like, what the hell?
Like, it's insanity. Like, I don't.
Of course, they randomly decide to get loud now.
Hey, look, the HomePod didn't come on. Y'all get one of them.
I guess. I guess that's the time to say that's the end of it, huh?
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
I'm sure three seasons of this show.
Yes, the chaos. The chaos that we have been going through for, I guess, three seasons.
Chicanery, murder, robbery, fraud. Oh, I love it.
Well, thank you so much, guys, for listening. I guess it means beginning of the next season. I will have the first story. I already know what I'm gonna do, but you guys gotta wait until next week to hear what that is. But make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment, review everywhere that you can find this podcast. We are also individually, we are on Instagram, Chanel_Latrice, and yours is
Shay's Beauty Diary. And the show Instagram is Crime and Wine Pod. That is where I manage a lot of Instagram pages. So I definitely don't update that as much as I should, but you know, at least every week you'll get a new episode update.
Exactly.
At minimum, if nothing else. But we'll, as we get into these colder months where we're in the house more, you'll see more activity.
I'm sure.
On that page and more things. You know, we did our cooking with the criminal. What was it? Cooking with the murder. I don't know. Whatever. We made that
lentil. Cooking with the serial killer or something like that?
Cooking with the serial killer. That's what it was. And if y'all happen to look at the Instagram this week, I did post the cover to his Flaming Hot Cheetos book, and y'all can see how raggedy that shit look.
It looks like the old bags of hot flamings. Mm. All the hood rats know it's called hot flamings, not flaming hot. Anybody got on top of that? But anyway, thank you so much for listening to us ramble on. We'll be back next week. Hopefully you guys will be here to join us. On that note, peace out.
Bye, y'all.